This past Sunday was Epiphany, the day we celebrate when the Magi arrive to bring their gifts to Jesus. Now, it happens to be on January 4th this year, and here in New Orleans, on January 6th is when we celebrate King's Day, when king cakes are perpetually available at every bakery in town. Oh my goodness, watch out, waistline. But anyway, we'll get back to the Magi in a minute. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6, we read how that we are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise of Christ Jesus through the gospel. Do you grasp the reality of that? We are heirs of God. Our baptism and faith make us members of God's family, and so co-heirs with Jesus. And what do heirs receive? An inheritance. And we have the promise of Jesus that we will receive the greatest of all inheritances, eternal life. I mean, it's overwhelming. It's like winning the lottery. So think about that. What a gift. Much like the gifts the Magi brought. And look at the legacy that the Magi left for us. There they were out east in a foreign land, not in Israel, but further east, and listening for what God was telling them, watching the signs for what God was saying to them. And when they saw the sign, they stepped out in faith and acted and went, and they followed that star. They didn't know where they were going, but they followed the star in faith, and their faith was rewarded by finding Jesus in Bethlehem and an overwhelming gratitude, giving him all these gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And so let their example motivate us to build our legacies by listening and watching for what God is telling us to do and stepping out in faith and doing that. And then when we realize the peace and joy from living that way, let it help us to think and act, speak, pray, give, and worship in a new way this year. So, happy new year. Happy Epiphany. Don't eat too much king cake. God's best blessings on all of us in this new year.